We're holding over here in, it's the end of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and it's the Pisgah of Nun Gimel. We saw Nun Beis last time a lot. This is all talking about the Pteiras Moshe Rabbeinu. Tanya, Rabbi Lezai God Lo'ime, Shneim Osem Mil, Shneim Osem Mil, Ken Mach Yisrael, Hay Baskel Mashmiya Vo'ime, Vayomas Moshe Safer Rabbi the Yisrael. So Baskel came out and said that Moshe Rabbeinu Safer Rabbi the Yisrael was Nifta. V'yesha Imrim, Lo'imeis Moshe, Ksivach Vayomas Moshe, Oksivazim V'yisham Hashem Arboyom Arun Laila, Mala Halon Uymiru Mishamish, Afkan Uymiru Mishamish. So the some sort of parody, just like over there, it says here also. I want to try to say a pshat over here. What's the pshat over here? Eloi Meis, and you know the raya is Visham Hashem and so on. So I think there's a fairly posh mahalach. The misa means a person sees to be whatever he was, and he becomes something else. Misa is a conclusion of some phase, and beginning of another phase. So the marshal, a normal person. So this is a world of Achila, Shtia, etc. And when those activities come to an end, then that's the Misa. He no longer is a physical person, and that's Misa. Let's take an example. The Malach. The Malachim, it says by Avraham Avinu that when they come to this world, they act with the core, they act with the etiquette of this world, and they ate. Because this world, you eat. When they go up to Shemayim, they don't eat. So no one's going to say the Malach died, because the Malach, you know, when he was by Avraham Avinu, he had all this food and so on. And then he went to Shemayim and no one got food. He was the same Malach. His Mohus was, Fala Malach, like one of the three Malachim. And part of Fala Malach's functions is that he does this over here and that over there. Let's take an example. Imagine a spy, and he's sent out, and in one place he's supposed to be a minister, in the other place he's supposed to be a gambler, in the third place he's supposed to be a businessman. So when he seizes the identities, we don't say he retired. You know, we don't say on the spy who happened to be playing out the part of a businessman that he retired from his business. He wasn't a businessman. He wasn't an officer. He wasn't anything. He was a spy who took on different guises. So Malach, we understand, since his mohus is Shliach Hashem, and since so he carries out the shlichus in various ways. So the shlichus is terminated, but that's a mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in Shemayim, it said, didn't eat 40 days and 40 nights. So the Gemara says the same exact tushtal. The Gemara says that just, it teaches the Dacheretz that a person should always follow the local etiquette. The Malachim, when they came to this world, they the Malachim ate and drank. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim, didn't. So it's a person should always go with the minyan makom. So that means that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in this world, also was not in any way, he wasn't partaking of this world because he had physical mitzias as such. Leharaya, when he was Shemayim, was perfectly fine not partaking. The Rambam, the way he says, explains that he was perish from his wife because his mitzias was Dovok Mitzur Elamim. So, and the Rambam, it's fascinating, the Rambam makes a big isik about it. The Rambam in his Akdama to Pirush HaMishnayis describes the involvement of the Messiahs of Torah. He starts with Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, getting it from Sinai, teaching it to Aaron, teaching it to Aaron's children, to Zkenim, everybody, and everybody teaching everybody else. And then he says, and then at the end of 40 years, something happened that we call Misa. But Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Chai Olam, and so on and so forth. An unusually uncalled for poetic nusach over there. I mean, we're talking about just simply, you know, who the place came around. And the Rambam goes out of his way to stress that any Misa by Moshe Rabbeinu, we can say that he no longer will appear to us. But it's not something that it defines Moshe Rabbeinu at all. So therefore, he says that it's just like over there, Malahalan Oymir Mishamish, Afkan Oymir Mishamish. Since his Mahus, Bechol Beisi Ne'emon means the Hagdor of Moshe Rabbeinu is that he's a totally faithful Shliach Vakadosh Baruch Hu. So B'meila, neither the way he acts here nor the way he acts there really defines the person. B'meila Misa is not Shaykh to him. It's also very possible that the diuk is from that it says the Gemara says before Baskel Shevayim Vayomus Moshe Safra Rabbi the Yisrael. So at first glance, this seems to be the title of Moshe Rabbeinu, kind of, you know, with terrible loss, the great Sefer Rabbi Yisrael passed away. But on second look, it's only defining Moshe Rabbeinu vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Misa is that Klal Yisrael lost its Sofer Rabba, lost the one who can write Torah for them. It by using a title that describes his role vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael, as opposed to a personal godless, tells me that there was no Mitzias of Misa himself. I think that would be an understanding. But I really think that that's the pshat. Malal Oymer Mishamish Kalam Mishamish means the Oymer Mishamish is the Hagdor of the person. Is ever Nemon, B'chol Beisi Nemonu, means that that's his Mitzias. So B'meila, nothing of his Mitzias ceased to be. That next point. Vayikbo is a begay baris moya mulbeis par. Amar abrechia simin betar simin. Vafilahachi vilayada ishas kvirasei. So the Torah is giving you two simonim. Begay baris moya mulbeis par. So we sort of have a cross reference in geography. Whenever you have like two coordinates, you can fix the point. Gay and mulbeis par. And it says, "Vafilach liyadish kvorah." Still, nobody knew his kvorah. Ukva sholcha malchus harisha. It's a gasos habeis par. Heruni the heichamayshik kabbalah. So Rome sent a shliach to the whoever was in charge of the base par, whoever ruled the base par, to ask him where Moshe's cover. Omdu lamala. So they went to the top of the mountain. Nidben lamat. They looked like it was on the bottom. So then they decided they'll out fax it. So they split into two. So this is a key of that pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu also doesn't know where he's buried. So it's an interesting melitza. It says that even Moshe Rabbeinu himself doesn't know. It says leyoda ish askvaraso. So the word ish, you know, is sort of the term used to who doesn't know his kvura, and it says Moshe ish alekim. Which is doubly fascinating. What does that mean? I mean, we didn't know where he's covered. What are we talking about? Those are points we have to clarify. And let's take a look at the moral over here. Vehegen Moshe cover. We saw Malach Asharis and Vezim Mekarbina. before, but let's take a look at the small piece of Moshe Kav, and then we'll go to Vayom Sefer Rabba. Ve'echa Moshe Kav, Pirush mipnei kein royush et yamisa v'akvura, she'shom agnizo legamre b'makam echad. Kein shod dor mechulokim. Ve'etzel Moshe with the goyle nyane called dvar shigiu royush if ha'seich v'achach makasheroi. So, since Misa and Kvura, we spoke a little bit last time, are two separate nyanim, Misa is the part of you that is mistalik, and Kvura is the part of you that's left. So, Lamashal, a person would say the following expression in colloquial language. You know, I look around, and my father is no longer sitting at that table. Instead, he is somewhere in Harazesim. So, I'm contrasting two things. I'm saying, on the one hand, this is what's missing. On the other hand, this is all that's left. Misa is the emphasis on what you're missing. Kvura is what's left. There's some sort of zecha, some sort of sheiris, and so on. So it's mitzad, the mitzias, it's ro'u that kvura should not be together with misa. These are two separate nekudas. And b'meila, that's what the Gemara captures. That's what the Maral says over there. Let's skip over the next two.
Just a quick question. What's the notion of Gneza?
So Gneza is a very important notion. We might see it a little bit later also, but Gneza means it's secreted away. It's not here now, but it will become available at some point. Lamashal, it says that the Mishkan was Nignaz. So what it means is it does not have a presence that is usable now, but it has a presence that will become, it's not gone. So the Mishkan still survives. The Aron is gonus. The word gonus is like, you know, when you put something away in a safekeeping, as opposed to something which is charev, or gone, that means it's no longer around. So the word gone is a very important word. It means it's there. It means it because at some point it will have a goldik mitzias, it still has a mitzias. So even though right now it's not tangible, it's not available, but since it will be, I can still say it has a mitzias. That's what gone is. Okay, Vayomer Sefer Rabba to Yisrael. The piece afterwards. Dovaze imke chachma, I efshe lefarish dovazel oimke kfi mashehu. So this idea that when you're standing on top, you see the bottom, and the bottom you see the top, that has a tremendous. Oimke says, and I can explain it fully. Da, kasha hoye Moshe Rabbeinu Hashalom bechayov lefi madrasa shahoye loy, madregas hatsura hanivdelas kmosher mazal mala, kmosher omar kosik kuzem Moshe ha'ish, kimila zem moral hatsura hanivdelas shahoye le Moshe, bekasha hoye chay hoye le madregas zois, bekasha nignas ha'ish Moshe, shenikra zeh, Asha Zemura al Dava Haramus and Nigla, Ozla Neda Kvur Shaloi, Kakvura Gniza, was a hefek Dosha Moshe Shinikra Ze, Okahlo Moshe Mishaba la Kava, Nation and Mishaba la Kava in the Kiva. Okay, so let's go slowly and explain what he's talking about over here. The Kizem Moshe Haish means that Moshe is the word ze always is the definite article in Hebrew. It's Moshe Rabbeinu himself was a certain Tartar Sasra. He was called Ish Elokim, which means that from one perspective, he's Elokim, he's beyond this world. And yet, he is Ish. There's a part of him that has presence in this world, And it is something which leads to a world beyond. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's mohus in this world was that he was someone who was flesh and blood. He was Yilud Isha. He was part of this world, and yet he brought down Torah min Hashemayim and wrote down the Dvar Hashem onto physical letters and physical parchment. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's dar. And that's why it's a Safer Rabbah. It's a Safer Rabbah in the sense that it means he was able to bring to physical reality a Metzias above it, into ink and parchment. Now, so that was Moshe Rabbeinu's dark. Because Shenigaz is Moshe Nigaz Zeh. When that was Nignaz, means that the Zeh part of him no longer was available. As I said, Moir Alvar Haramus Anigla, the word Zeh is something which is open, but hinting at something else. It's something, it's a lead into some other mitzvahs. In other words, since Moshe Rabbeinu's darga is a darga of gilui, so in as much as it's not gilui, it's not madregas Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who brings her into the world, the galactic world. So I can't say, Lamasha, let's take an example. Let's say I have a fire, and the fire is big, like we have big forest fire, and it destroys a lot of forest, and we brought it under control, and now it's a small fire. So I can point to it, and I can say, this is what's left of the big fire. When I completely douse it, and there's nothing left, I can't say this is what's left of the big fire. What's left is not the big fire. Since Moshe Rabbeinu's description is the one who is the Zeh, he's the one who brought down that world here, in as much as he's Ganus, that's not Moshe. I want to contrast it a minute with something. Nevi'im, it says the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Nevi'im is Nevi'im were misnabi with Koi, and Moshe Rabbeinu is misnabi with Zeh. Another also gave us some understanding of a world beyond. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has spoken and he has said, this you're doing wrong, that you're doing wrong, you should do this, you shouldn't do that. But he never brought it into our world in a very, very tangible way. It's vague. It's vague. There's no tangible do this, you know, except for there's do this, do that in a very, very limited way. It doesn't become a permanent part of our world. It's just right now go fight the Knanim or the Plishtim. It's not Aspartai Meira, so it's just kind of a it's vague. So I've brought the other world closer to us, but I haven't really brought it into our world. I haven't turned it into Zeh. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah says is Zeh Hadavar. So that is his dagger, to take things that are beyond Sechel Nivdal, like he says, and make it part of his world. So Bemela, when that's not there, then there's nothing left of Moshe in this world. For somebody whose Metzias is to be Megala, then when he's not around, then his dagger is not here at all. Moshe Rabbeinu has no chibur to kever. In other words, the kever is not something that shayach to his darga. So since Moshe Rabbeinu is his shayrish is a tzuras nivdalos that he calls, and doesn't have a specific place. So misasa he also there's no, I can't box Moshe Rabbeinu into a particular point and say this is his point.
So what's there? Yeah. What's in his keva, though?
You know, I don't know on the practical, Indian, what's there. I don't know, but let's put it this way. Why is it that we don't have any shaykhus keva? Why is it that, even the Breslovers haven't found his keva? They haven't been able to make anything out of his keva. So the answer is, it wasn't given to us. So it's irrelevant if there's actually geographical pointed bones in it, but for us it doesn't exist. You know, if we don't have it, we don't have it. It's like, let's say I have a pouch of diamonds, but it's lost someplace. So I don't have it. It's practical purpose, I don't have it. So here also, we don't have any shaykhus to anything that's called a kaver. So, and we don't have any shaykhus of locating a kaver. And it always is beyond. It's never, that's the reason why it's like that. Physically, how could Baruch Hu engineer it? I don't know.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Isn't Surah normally something that represents Gevulim rather than not having Gevulim?
Isn't what? I'm sorry?
Surah. Isn't Surah typically something that is Mugval?
Well, he uses a word here, Tsur Nivdelas. Let's maybe just define that term. That's an important term to define. There are things that exist physically in this world, like a piece of wood. That exists. Fine. That's a physical existence. That's called Chaim. A triangle is on the one hand, that's a concept. It doesn't really relate to us. It's something that's an idea, but triangles only exist as physical entities. There is no triangle that exists not on a piece of wood, on a piece of metal, on something or other. So a triangle is a tsura, but it's not nivdelis, and therefore it has to be a part and parcel of this world. There are no triangles, even though Plato had his ideals, familiar where every triangle in this world is really sort of a copy of a perfect triangle, but a triangle is called a tsura that's not nivdelis because it's a tsura that's used to describe this world. Justice is already a type of tsura where it's not something that I can call it as real shaykhus this world, some shaykhus, but it exists independent of the world. It's a concept that supersedes this world, certainly to a larger degree than the word triangle. Triangle is always telling you something. One of the points about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Maral keeps emphasizing again and again, those things, is that he's not a tsura that's totally in chaima. He's a tsura nivdelas. Lamashal, there were apikorsim, Spinoza, who felt that God is the sum total of all the forces that make the world go. So he has a lot of very, very quote-unquote from, you'll read it, and he talks a lot about it, but the bottom line is, God is nothing more than what we have. It's that mysterious, whatever it is that lies behind nature, but it ends with that. And that's a tsura that's tied to a certain chaimer. It doesn't exist. So just like a triangle in a world with no substance, a triangle could not exist. Justice is different than that. Justice, goodness, things of that nature. So Moshe Rabbeinu was this tsura nivdelas, and therefore he was mufka from it. So his goof alone had no makom. There wasn't, you couldn't pin down Moshe in his mechus in a certain dollar of dollar. But what is true is we no longer have use of Moshe Rabbeinu. Like the mashal I gave before, and it's actually a halachic issue. There's something called inhibition. So let's give an example. I know that I have a ring somewhere in my possession, and I'm marking it to a woman because it's kind of a kedushin. I don't know where it is. I can't locate it, but I have it. I can't. That's called an ebishusay. So here also, since Moshe Rabbeinu is nignas, so it's not so an aveda. When something is lost, the aveda itself is not doesn't have any problems. I have the problems. I can't get to that aveda. So Moshe Rabbeinu and his not being in this world has no diminishment of his tzura, the diminishment of his tzura, but I no longer have access to it. This is a fascinating point that the Maral makes. Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah is, what does it mean Moshe himself didn't know where he's buried? I mean, what does that mean? What does the words mean? The answer is that Moshe has no way of giving us in Torah the idea of his burial. And Moshe, in terms of the one who's the Sefer Rabbi Yisrael, the one who lays out the Emes for Klal Yisrael, doesn't have, he himself could not tell us about his Kavura. And the reason is because that's a tie to the Sasra. The Kavura means that you're not begolui, and b'meila, if you are the one that's, so you can't be megala that which is not golui. Moshe Rabbeinu, whose mitzias is the zed, the megala, so regarding the place at which he's not going to be megala, he can't be megala. That's sort of what he's saying over here, that mikoyach, his own mitzias, and this is pshat, where Chazal say that that who wrote the last eight psukim, and they say, could it be Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu died, so it must be that Yeshua wrote it. That's one mayama. So the question is, there are plenty of nevuas. There are plenty of nevuas in that deal with future. What's the problem? There's no lack of nevuas that tell us what will happen 100 years, 200 years. So could Moshe not have written it? So the answer is a nevuah is possible. And so Yeshaya speaks about Koresh. And he says things about him. Always the Nevi'im. That's part of the Nevi'im's job is to predict the future, say things about the future. But Moshe Rabbeinu's darga is not a darga that can speak about, you can't have the vados, the gilu that you have in something when you're alive. So once Moshe Rabbeinu becomes Gniza, the Havmin in the Gemara, the Man Yomim in the Gemara, is that that could not be Teres Moshe. There could not be Teres Moshe on whatever is gone in itself. That's the point over here. Kibisilut Dovashnik Zayin Yedeher Nukovo, Kagnizav Midosa Shaloi Huzer. Yeah. I once heard, I guess apropos or a segue, there was an Altamira who lived in Azabir where I lived. His name was Mr. Chines. His son-in-law is Binyamin Sorotskin, who tells them. And Mr. Chines was an American boy, born in America, got to the Mir somehow in the 30s, and came back to America and married an American woman, one of the very few frum women, and whatever, he was a frum businessman, had one child, and so on. But he was like a real old Altamira, very typical personality, and he was sitting shiva for somebody, and there was a minion there, and there was a person who lived there, Mr. Rose, Rabbi Rose, who was the secretary of the Conference of European Rabbis. So he said that the government of White Russia had agreed to give back the Mir, to give back the Mir. But all of a sudden, his voice goes out as a voice, it's a lie. He says, no, we negotiated this, that, and that, and they haven't. It's a lie. Two times, three times. Finally, this person said to him, what do you mean? He said, are they going to give us back the Minska? Are they going to give us back the Malin? He said, they'll give us back the sticks and the stones? Let them keep the sticks and stones. We don't need it. In other words, the mitzias of the yeshiva to him was the teichen, and once the teichen is not there, so Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no Torah about the chelik of Moshe's not being there. That's a tat to the sasim, but mainly Moshe can't write it. So the Gemara says he wrote it the dema. He didn't write it. So the Velt says from the Goyen that the word bedema means mixed, like the mu'ah. What it means is it did not have the brirus and behirus that the rest of the Torah had. It was written nevuadik. It wasn't written Moshe Rabbeinu-dik. That's the difference. Okay, let's hold it. The next one is a whole Indian about Yonin Tartanim in its own right. So hold